from Spark and Anvil and Discreet Quest. This is Verity the Truth Tester in Chapter 1 of the Discreet Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Verity was an owl tween, small and neat, with feathers the color of warm cream and rich brown earth. She carried a small, folding truth table grid tucked into a special pocket on her wing, always ready. Her gaze was steady, her movements careful, and she possessed a deep fondness for completing things row by row. This grid, a simple hand-drawn square with four rows, showed all the possible true-false combinations for two statements, P and Q. When she needed to understand a logical problem, she would unfold it, then methodically fill in each row with the correct truth value. Her method was the core of her being. Verity didn't just understand propositional logic, she embodied it. Her every action, from how she organized her desk to how she considered a problem, mirrored the discrete, step-by-step pattern of her truth table. Filling that grid, one row at a time, wasn't just an exercise, it was the operation itself. Most owls found logic a bit dusty, like old scrolls in the library, but Verity saw its elegance. A proposition, she explained to anyone who would listen, is just a statement that can be definitively true or false. She'd tap her beak thoughtfully, like, it is raining, or 3 + 2 = 5. Those are propositions. She paused, letting the idea settle. It either is or it isn't. No in between. Propositions, she continued, weren't usually alone. They combined, like threads weaving a complex tapestry. There was and, which meant both statements had to be true for the whole thing to be true. If I say it is raining and the sun is shining, that's only true if both of those things are happening at the exact same moment, Verity clarified, tracing a line on her grid. If it's only raining, or only sunny, or neither, then the whole statement is false. Then there was or. With or, she explained, at least one part has to be true. So, I will eat an apple, or I will eat a banana. If I eat an apple, it's true. If I eat a banana, it's true. If I eat both, it's still true. The only way it's false is if I eat neither. She liked how inclusive or was.
And finally, not negation. This one just flips things, Verity said, a small smile playing on her beak. If a statement is true, not makes it false. If it's false, not makes it true. Simple, but powerful. A truth table, Verity insisted, was simply a way to list every single possible scenario. It shows you what happens for all the combinations of inputs, she'd say, spreading her wings slightly for emphasis. If you have two propositions, like P and Q, there are four possible combinations of true and false. That's why my grid has four rows. She held up her small folded grid. If you had three propositions, you'd need 8 rows. For N propositions, you'd need 2^n rows. It's always 2^n of the number of statements. What Verity never did was make truth tables seem like some secret, elite knowledge. It's not hard, she would state plainly. Truth tables just enumerate all possible cases. Think of each row as one specific situation. The skill is checking each row carefully, consistently, without missing anything. Once you do that, the table clearly shows you what the combined statement evaluates to. She made it sound as straightforward as counting acorns. She had a whole collection of truth table scaffolds, mental shortcuts she developed. The and truth table, she'd quiz herself. True only when both inputs are true. Easy, she'd nod. Or, true except when both inputs are false. Not, just flips it. She also knew about XOR, which was true when exactly one input was true, and implication, which was false only when the first part was true and the second was false. Even equivalence, which was true when both inputs matched. You just compute step by step, column by column, she'd explained, as if it were the most natural thing in the world. Sometimes, a statement would always be true, no matter what. That's a tautology, she'd announced. Always true. If it was always false, it was a contradiction. Verity's family had been the village's day watchers for generations. They were the owls who, every morning, recorded whether it had rained, whether the river was high, or if the old wooden bridge was safe to cross. Her earliest memories were of her mother meticulously scratching symbols onto a slate. R for rain, H for high river, B for passable bridge. Then combinations, R and H. Was it raining and the river high? Not B. Was the bridge not passable? These were the village's daily truth tables, a record of conditions that guided everyone's day. Verity learned to see the patterns in the world, to break down complex realities into simple, verifiable truths, long before she knew the words for it. When she was 22, she walked the long path to Discrete Quest, the academy for those who saw the world in patterns and structures. The mentor, a wise old owl with spectacles perched on his beak, looked at her over a stack of ancient texts. "What is propositional logic?" he asked, his voice a low rumble. Verity stood tall, her small truth table grid clutched in her wing. "It's and, or, and not, sir," she replied, her voice clear and steady. "And truth tables, they enumerate all cases. Each row is one combination. The pattern of true or false across the roads defines the connective." The mentor peered at her, then a slow smile spread across his face. "You are appointed," he said. Verity still believed it wasn't hard. "You just check each row," she would tell her younger classmates, her eyes earnest. "The pattern defines the connective. It's all right there."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Verity, the truth tester. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.